Mike Tyson getting back into the ring. And he's been working hard at this too. And he looks really good at boxing because they've shown some photos of him, some video of him punching the bag and all that. And he looks like he's in really good shape. And I want to see this fight. It's coming up soon.
He's in great shape for a 54-year-old, that's for sure. But, you know, at 54, you don't have the speed and the strength and whatever it is that he had in his 20s. He certainly doesn't have it now. But the guy he's fighting is about the same age, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so he's out on a promotion talking about this fight that's coming up. But in case you don't know, Mike Tyson is really making his money off of something else. He's making his money off of cannabis. Mm-hmm. He has something called Tyson Ranch that I think has made him a billionaire at this point.
Yes.
It's a licensing and branding company that's founded by him. And it's basically just to help make cannabis universally understood. But he has all these products. He has Tyson Ranch products, which is everything from CBD stuff and CBD oil. He has stuff that's branded, stuff with his name on it. He seems to be, if you've seen interviews with him lately, it seems like he is, they say, don't get high on your own supply. He never heard that rule. So he's gotten high on his own supply. And then he ends up doing this, they call it a chat show in England. Like we call it a talk show in Great Britain, it's a chat show. So he was on Good Morning Britain yesterday to talk about this upcoming match with Roy Jones Jr. He was very sleepy-eyed. He wasn't making sense. And people were like, he seems like he is totally inhaling all of his own products. But listen for yourself and tell me what you think.
I suppose the first obvious question, why do you want to do this?
Hello,
Mike? I just want to do this. I plan on doing this for a charity exponent, and I think I'm capable of doing that, and that's what I want to do.
There have been concerns raised about the fact that you are two men in your 50s fighting each other without protective headgear. What do you think about those concerns?
Mike?
I think it's very wonderful that we're fighting together.
Okay.
The fight that we should have had sooner, but unfortunately we're having it now, and that's going to be awesome.
So the whole time they're talking to him, he's sort of like bleary eyed and not really making sense. He later blamed it on the time difference between the U.S. and the U.K. He has no excuse, because if it was 6 a.m. in the United Kingdom, it was 10 p.m. in California. Okay, so it's not like they're calling him at like 2 o'clock in the morning. They're calling him at like 10 o'clock at night.
The people in the know, they talk about CBD oil. And there's a lot of CBD companies out there that are just crap. It doesn't work. It's just oil, whatever. But people say when they use the Mike Tyson one, it's amazing. It's the only one that works. It's really potent. So that's why he's made so much money off of it, because it's actually the best out there. And then you want the Tyson Ranch hat, you want the Tyson Ranch shirt, you want the Tyson Ranch CBD.
That would have been a great opportunity to promote his product and be like, yeah, I make great product and I was smoking it up. Like, just say it, you know, just, we could see it. We could see your eyes. We could see what you look like. I mean, that's the thing. I think a lot of people, when you start smoking marijuana, legal marijuana, or start using CBD or THC and all that, and you're not used to it, I think it takes a while for people to kind of, you know, it's like Prozac.
Right.
You know, when you first start Prozac, it doesn't settle in. But then eventually it just becomes part of your life and you take Prozac and every day is fine and dandy. So, but I think that would have been a good opportunity to promote Tyson Ranch. And instead he made an excuse and it was like, come on, look at you. We know.
Right. You own a $1 billion company on pot. Good for him. I mean, he's in the best shape he's ever been in, and he's high all the time, and he's a billionaire, and he's still fighting. Good for him.
Yeah, I don't know why he wants to.
He was, back in the 80s, scary good. I mean,
yeah, back in the 80s, 40 years later. Come on. It's going to be a very slow boxing match, because between his age and all the marijuana use.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I just think, if Roy Jones Jr. is also high, that's the only way you can do it. They both have to smoke together before before they get in the ring.
And when they hit the bell and they go to their separate corners, they're probably going to be there for 30, 40 minutes.
They're going to want Doritos. Just have some munchies.
And then come back and ding, ding, ding. Then it comes back and they fight for like a minute, then go relax for another 20, 30 minutes. It's going to take forever to get through these rounds.